Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. I got to give you an update yesterday of what happened. We talked to Monique Whitaker, whose son, Michael, has a wheelchair and walker that was stolen on Friday, between Friday night and Saturday. And there was just all of this time that she had to get file a claim and get the police or the sheriff's office report and then get that to the insurance and try and request. So it was months away from him being, you know, made whole. And yesterday we got, you know, a call from Gary from 1-800-ASK-GARY. Was like, yo, whatever it costs, let's get it done for him. So that was incredible already. We were feeling good. Like, man, we can get this knocked out a lot faster than going the insurance route. Man, so right after I get off the air, I get a call that Matt from Affinity Medical Supply had the exact model.
Wow.
Oh, really?
That Michael had in his storeroom.
Because this was a very custom piece of equipment.
Exactly.
It was fitted exactly for his height and weight.
He had the exact same model, different color, but the same model. And then so he called and got the specifications for Michael's specifics and adjusted them all.
Oh.
By noon, it was delivered to Michael's school yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. By noon. We talked at 8 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
We talked at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. By noon, this kid has been made whole again. I love it. When his mom reached out to me and Madeline from Wheelchairs for Kids, I was just like, oh, look at God. I sound like my sister. Look at God.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was incredible, right? And so I felt good about that and wanted to make sure that I gave you guys an update, because a lot of people text us during that conversation and were really vested in that story. And I just think that that's one of the reasons why we do what we do. When we talk about stuff or when we bring up stuff, it's not always, you know, just for self-grandizing reasons. It's like, put that in the air and let somebody else just do something major.
And they were initially thinking it was going to be 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
And it was like
insurance.
four hours.
And it's very dependent on his self, you know, motivation and ability to move around. Just independence is dependent upon that piece. And it helps him when he can sit down and everything else. So he's back in the game.
That's
man.
Such a unique situation, and it's so specific to need a walker like that. And then somebody was listening to us, and they just had the exact same one in town.
Yeah. And now I told his mom, Monique, I said, now I just got to convince you to get you something that ain't solar powered for these cameras.
Yeah, she got them switched out.
Because this one is going to get some attention.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was off their front porch.
Yeah, so she got the new Ring camera, and I told her I would make sure that we look at any options to get her something that's not solar. So.
Yeah.
So that's a really good look for you right there. Also, while we in the community mood, I want to remind everybody, we had a conversation months ago about being responsible versus snitching.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we should bring this up again, because apparently this is the season for just stuff that you might need to call the authorities about. There was a story that's in Richmond, Virginia, for the 4th of July. 4 days ago, a person overheard a conversation, contacted the authorities. The police chief, Gerald Smith, said in his statement that a hero citizen on Friday alerted the department that there was a plot, that they had overheard a conversation that referenced a plot. The tip allowed authorities to thwart a mass shooting that was going to happen at Dogwood Dell, which is the 2,400-seat amphitheater at the city's Bird Park. Okay, so basically, local police and Homeland Security ended up at a residence on July 1st. Officers seized two assault rifles, handguns, 233 rounds of ammunition, and arrested two men, Julio Dubon and Roman Bacaral, or whatever, and they've been charged with possible possessing a firearm as non-U.S. citizens, and more charges are possible as well. But I just want to point out the fact that a lot of people ain't really, like, quick to call law enforcement. But, man, if you hear something, they say if you see something, say something. If you hear something, this might be what will save multiple lives
out
there.
Right, right.
Yeah, that sounded like a very specific threat, like to this amphitheater on this day.
Right. And, well, they didn't know when it was going to happen, but they knew they heard something that sounded very nefarious.
Yeah, like somebody's just out walking with their friend and they're talking about a mass shooting, or out at lunch. It's like, what the hell did you just say?
And you walk away like, man, I don't even know if I'm supposed to get involved in that or whatever. But
Look what happened.
Letting them investigate. Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
We actually had kind of like one of those see something, say something situations here in the building. I don't know if you saw Brewster. Brewster's our music director. She posted something on Facebook just like 2 days ago. She said she was at the movie theater. I'll read her post. It says, a couple dudes got into a fight in the movie theater in the row right behind us. Dude said he was going to get a shotgun and come back, and he ran right past us. Then an older guy by them confronted the friend, and he's like, WTF, your friend said he's coming back with a shotgun? The dude stayed silent. That's when Brewster said they left ASAP. The older guy told a manager to call the cops. Brewster said she called 911 too.
Wow.
And the cops rushed over there, and she, as they were pulling out, she saw the cops pulling in, and they were able to confront the guy who made the threat.
Wow. Oh my God, that gives me goosebumps. Oh, that's so terrible. I'm happy that she was able to call 911 and the cops came, but wow.
If I'm somewhere and somebody jumps up and gets into, first of all, if I'm in the movies, because we know how that goes.
Yes.
You know, but I'm saying, and locally, we know how that goes. But if I'm in the movies and I hear somebody jump up and say, I'm going to get a gun, like, sitting there is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up and just running out and not saying nothing to nobody, that seems like not even an option, too. So now that's what I'm saying. The more conversations we have like this means that y'all are going to get it in your muscle memory that it's okay to report some stuff.
How are you so mad at the movie theater, by the way?
I don't even know how you fighting in the middle of the movie. Like, come on now. We ain't even supposed to have phones on, and y'all gonna have a full-on brawl. Like, come on.
I mean, it feels like these days you gotta even kind of know, like, the different exits in every building that you're in. It's like something that you have to kind of be cognizant of when you're, like, sitting down at a restaurant. Or,
just
like, what if something popped off? Where would I go? Which is my closest...
They're security professionals who do that when they work rooms and stuff. I remember when Clef's guy Beast used to always run his security. He used to always assess where the quickest exits were. Your sign-in table is going to be here. If anything pop off, you leaving this exit here. Like, they would lay that stuff out. I was shocked because for the first, and this was just something that maybe I noticed because of the times that we're in now, but I took my daughters to see Elvis this week. And when we were sitting in there, it was kind of like, turn off your phone. I remember that. I always said. But when they said, make sure you see where your exits are.
Right.
And I never really pay attention to that.
That's for a reason.
But this time, my daughter tapped her sister, and she tapped me, and she pointed at the exit right here on our left. She's like, that's the closest one.
Mm.
And it hit different for me because I was like, damn, if somebody popped off right here, I would have to get them out that door.
Right.
Like, and so I was glad that we were close to it, but I'm like, damn, like... It hits different. So, again, everybody understand that reporting stuff ain't snitching. And it's all of our responsibility to make sure that anybody rolls out to fireworks or this weekend's Juke Fest, whatever it is, if you see something and hear something, it's okay to say something. All right.
Saving lives.
That's all we want to do is just gavel that.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.